Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to start thinking about the weekend. And here to give us some ideas of things to do is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. Hi there, Graham.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's your first pick?
First off, the Boston Lyric Opera opens up Barber Seville by Rossini tomorrow night, Friday, and that runs through March 18.
Okay, so Barber of Seville, a major opera, but what in particular do you like about it?
So many things. I mean, I think partially, it's just been entrenched in my, you know, subconscious since I was a kid watching Bugs Bunny, that no matter how many times I work as an opera singer performing this opera, I hear the overture and it just takes me to that happy place watching that. But really, it's the sort of opera that when it's done well is perfect for first-time opera listeners, but also, you know, the more seasoned, sophisticated, you know, opera lover is going to find lots to enjoy there. Lots of wild characters, funny moments. It's kind of the balance of sublime and ridiculous with this virtuosic music combined with, you know, just goofy slapstick situations and performances. It's got everything.
Well, we have a clip from a famous number in Act One of Barber of Seville. It's called Largo al Factotum. It's sung by the character Figaro. Graham, do you remember what's happening in the opera at this point as
we
listen?
Absolutely. So this is one of the first things you hear in the opera. And the way the opera is set up, most of the major characters get to introduce themselves with an aria. So this is the very first thing that Figaro sings when he sets foot on stage. And it's all about how busy he is as the barber and the veterinarian and the dentist. And he does everything for everyone in the town. And just all these voices screaming at him, asking him to do everything he possibly could do.
So that's the Boston Lyric Opera's Barber of Seville, which opens tomorrow and runs through March 18th. Graham, what's your next pick?
Well, the next pick, I think Rossini himself would actually be excited about, so I'm going to let him introduce it with one of my favorite quotes of his. Eating, loving, singing, and digesting are in truth the four acts of the comic opera known as life. You know, Rossini himself was a noted gourmand and chef. So with that intro, the next pick is a weekend of meat events at the Museum of Science.
So what exactly is the Museum of Science doing with this question of meat?
The Museum of Science has an ongoing interest in food in general, the food system and all aspects of it. So this weekend, they're looking at meat in particular, sustainable meat versus industrial raising meat. And so there's three events. First, there's a dinner at Le Cordon Bleu on Friday night, then a panel discussion at the Current Science and Technology Center at the Museum of Science on Saturday morning. Then Saturday afternoon, there's a screening of the film American Meat, followed by another panel discussion.
Well, we've got a clip of that documentary, American Meat, so let's listen.
I'm a very big fan of hamburger.
Hands down, pork is my favorite meat.
There's nothing any better than a good tender chicken.
I don't think about where the chicken came from.
I usually just look at price.
So it sounds like you're going to know a lot more about where that meat comes from after this weekend of events.
Absolutely. If you were to catch all three, then you would certainly be an expert on all of it.
So that is a day of Meat Matters, part of the Let's Talk About Food series, taking place tomorrow and Saturday at the Museum of Science. So, Graham, can I sneak in a pick here myself?
Well, it's your show. You got to do that, right?
All right. I know, I keep forgetting that. I ask, although I can. All right. Well, mine has to do with some literary trivia. So I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
Pressure's on.
You
I'm ready.
Game for this? Okay.
Yeah.
So what do a tin box, E.M. Forster, Indiana University, and Benjamin Britten have in common?
Wow. I'm totally baffled by that.
Billy Budd.
Oh!
The unfinished novel by Herman Melville.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So Benjamin Britten, of course, wrote the music. E.M. Forster wrote the libretto for Billy Budd, the opera. And it was first performed in America in Indiana University. Who knew?
Wow.
Okay, so I don't think
obviously not me.
So this all has to do with a night of literary trivia at the Lounge Lit series at Think Tank Bistro in Kendall Square in Cambridge. I'm going to be hosting it. It is sort of a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me meets Nerdy Book People kind of event. I don't think the questions are going to be as hard as the one I just made up and got you with, but it is going to be great. It's sponsored by Boston Book Festival and WBUR. It's going to be a great night. It starts tonight at 6 p.m. at Think Tank in Kendall Square. Hope to see everybody there. So, Graham, what's your last pick?
The last pick I have is the Huntington Theater doing Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's the last installment in the Century series of August Wilson plays. And the Century series is exactly what you might think. It's 10 plays, each focused on a decade of the 20th century. The Huntington has already done 9 of them. So this is the last one. So really not a chance that you get every day. And Ma Rainey is known as the mother of blues. And so an important musical figure, but also important in the way that the music reflected the culture at the time, the racial tensions, and also looking at her as an artist and being forced to change her own voice to change with the times and how she resisted that and stayed true to her own voice.
She is a true legend. And speaking of her voice, we've got a little of her singing here. This is Ma Rainey and Beau Weevil Blues. So that's a little of the original Ma Rainey. The Huntington's production of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, a play by August Wilson, opens tomorrow and runs through April 8th. Graham Wright, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Graham Wright is the host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. You can find links to his picks and mine at our website, radioboston.org.
I'm a lone weaver, then I don't.